And we are back, and now we are going to be talking about how the Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending.
I'm honestly sister shook. I was heartbroken. I was physically in pain. Like, when I found out now, because it's like, it's so entertaining. Just seeing how celebrities live, it's just wow.
Literally.
Like, the Kardashians.
And everything. It's just,
right?
It's everything.
Like, I started watching that show back in the day, you know, when Kylie and Kendall were still like very, very small kids. And like now it's just like their age. They're old.
They're old.
And now the show is just continuing and my heart is broken. Like where are we gonna get our Kim Kardashian memes from then?
Honestly.
Like my earring fell in the water and there are people who are dying. I love that show so much. And it's just like, even though, you know, like, it's so artificial and that life is just a bit much. It's like, it's so funny because it's
honestly,
like...
Honestly.
Like, the way celebrities live, it's just, it's so interesting to watch. Like, how they move. Like, imagine waking up and saying, okay, let me go pick a car. Like, from a variety of cars.
Honestly, wow. Like, I wish.
Wow.
Oh, thanks.
Like, today I'm gonna ride Lady. She's my royal choice, you know? Like, I'm really proud of this car. I love it so much. This car was there when I won the Grammy Award. So, yeah. I love it. And I'm honestly gonna miss that show so much. Just the energy that comes out of that show. It's beautiful because it's just so bad. I love it. I love it so much. But let's just talk about how having fame is kind of bad for young people. You know?
The thing it's weird, hey? Because even there's so many young kids that are actually so famous. Like, also, okay, wait. If we think of it as in young, okay, so let's, okay, obviously, like, you know, Stormy, she's young. She's like she's an old baby, but like, that's a bit different. But like, you know, like Charlie D'Amelio and all that. She's 16. Yeah. And obviously she says, no, the hate doesn't get to me and everything. And I'm more like, at one point, I think it would get to you because people are constantly hitting you if you're more famous than them. Obviously, she's also quite pretty and everything. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty and everything. And it's like,
I think the problem with having fame at a young age is that, like, even for Stormy, right? Because, like, right now, obviously, there can't really be hate going towards her, but it's like, there's always going to be eyes on her, and I feel like it's going to be this pressure, this extreme pressure of knowing that everybody's watching me. If I make one wrong move, it'll be everywhere.
Imagine, like, the fear of finding your address.
Right, like, imagine that kind of trauma, because, you know, like, that kind of fear and trauma, because it's like, already some of us wouldn't even go on some apps because we're afraid that we're going to get stolen or caught. Like, it's for them,
stolen,
it's just like,
literally
stolen for you. So it's like, imagine how much pressure it must be to know that you're always being watched and someone's always looking for a problem, that something that you're doing that's wrong, you know? So, I mean, yeah, it's a bit worrying. It's a bit scary. Like, I feel like it's a very toxic environment for a child to grow up in that, like, environment. Like, it's very toxic for them. Because, like, with Charlie, like, Charlie D'Amelio, like, honestly, I feel for her because she's the same age as us. So she's literally, like, our age mate, and it's like, she's getting all this hate thrown towards her for being her. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really sad. Like, I feel like she has to act a certain way in public and she can't do something. She can't have fun because having fun might get the whole world to, you know, hate her. Especially having, like, that many followers on their account. That's a big extreme.
Yeah,
but, you know, overall, it's a bit crazy how the whole thing works and just how fame is and how it moves.
Yeah, fame is just a weird topic. I don't think I want to become famous. No,
I don't want to become famous.
Yeah, I mean, must be hard. It is quite hard to be famous. I think, you know, you just have to take it in your stride. I mean, no one would know because it's a bit hard for me. But I am alone in my struggle of being famous at Red Hill.
Wow.
But I mean, but you know, you take it in your stride.
Everybody knows you, Thomas.
Thomas really
Just because everybody knows you doesn't mean you're famous. You know,
I mean, guys, I have like 800, a solid 800 followers. Like, I mean, let's just to be honest.
Okay, you might be famous on your little 800, like whatever's. But I'm kind of TikTok famous, you know. Like, not to brag, but I have 1,000 likes on TikTok for all my videos.
Wow. Guys, my TikToks are so funny. If Red Radio, if only I could show you my TikToks. I'm actually the funniest person living. I'm actually the funniest person living.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. I just want to put it out there, you know. I'm kind of the person who's coming with my lovely jokes all the time. So, you know, I'm saying something, but I'm not really saying something. My jokes are lovely.
No.
My jokes are great. Like, everybody can agree my jokes are fantastic. Like, come on. You laugh. We all laugh. Like, they're so good. I mean, especially that one when I told you, like, why is Shakespeare afraid of pens? I'm only use pens because pencils confuse him to be or not to be.
Makona and Chloe bringing it all straight to you.
Send us a message in our chat section on our website or app.
Red Radio. For the students, by the students.
Oh my god, I'm going to cry when you dive in here.
Are you serious?
Literally, that's $75,000.
Wait,
is
she
faking this right now? No, I'm not faking. Like, you know I'm not happy. You know I'm trying. You know I'm not happy. You know I'm trying. Get out if you're going to continue to...
You don't really act. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't have any... Forgive me. Any talent.
Kylie Jenner to the foyer. I have a little surprise for you.
So